Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, going to be cloudy, chance for periods of rain coming in, and we'll have a high only around the mid-40s. Kenosha right now, 36 degrees, 35 in Burlington. In Milwaukee, it's 37, also 37 in Racine. The Caledonia Village Board had a special meeting last night with the two trustee candidates seeking to become the next village president when Bob Bradley steps down on Monday, gathering to get their views out on different issues based on questions from fellow board members. As to whether the village ought to proceed with looking closer into the possibility of leaving Racine Unified and starting its own school district, Jim Dobbs suggested holding off to see what the state does with the district, noting there is available study funding for that, but he said the heat has also been turned up on Racine Unified.
If Unified doesn't get their act together, the state is going to start making some sanctions against them and making them do some things. And as a part of that, the State Department of Instruction will be mandated to make a study at the state's cost of what they can do with Unified. So a lot of the stuff we're going to spend money on, the state's going to tell us the answer, so we might not need to. We still have that money if we have to do additional studies or some groundwork to get it done.
Kevin Wongard said that nobody wants Racine Unified to fail, but he said the village's options through an updated study would be beneficial.
You know, updating that study is going to put us in a position where we'll be ready for what we have to do. You know, nobody says creating our own district is the best thing, but it gives us numbers on what it's going to potentially, you know, the impact of things. We also want to make sure that no matter what happens, is that we still keep pressure on Unified to become a success. The question being right now, I would be in favor of doing this study.
Candidates also talking about tax incremental districts, goals for the next 18 months, committee work, paying for future public safety needs, and the Douglas Avenue Business Corridor. The Caledonia Board will vote next Monday on the new village president to serve until April 2019. The UW Board of Regents approving a new Master of Science degree in clinical mental health counseling for UW Parkside. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff with details.
In 2016, there were 2,500 jobs in mental health counseling in Wisconsin. The state's 2026 job trend forecast shows an increase of 18.4%. UW Parkside officials say the new master's degree will offer students in southeast Wisconsin and northern Illinois the option of a high-quality, lower-cost alternative to many private institutions in the area. The master's program is the third new graduate degree added in the Parkside College of Natural and Health Sciences in the past 18 months. In April of 2016, the Regents approved an online master's in health and wellness management offered by Parkside in collaboration with five other UW system institutions. In August of 2016, the Regents approved a Parkside master's in sports management. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
Kenosha firefighters called a Stoker Elementary School Tuesday. A kindergartner started his pants on fire in a restroom while playing with a lighter. The five-year-old actually got a paper towel dispenser burning first. Police Lieutenant Tim Shaw says that resulted in melting plastic and the youngster suffering burns to his ankle. Kenosha Unified's Tanya Reuter says the quick action of two teachers prevented that child from being more seriously hurt and the fire from spreading. Reuter adding that corrective action is being taken against that student. 4 years in prison, then 4 years of supervised release, the sentence from Racine County Judge Emily Miller to 49-year-old Stephen Christensen of Sturtevant. He was found guilty in a plea agreement for possession of child pornography. Pictures and video taken as evidence from his home back in mid-January, according to court records, which also indicate Christensen was given probation for a similar offense 16 years ago. The Racine County Sheriff's Department and the State Division of Community Corrections did a couple of supervised checks on registered sex offenders living in various parts of the county to make sure that they were staying away from Halloween activities. A news release says that of the almost 92 compliant checks done on Sunday, three rules violations were found, resulting in three offenders going to jail. Otherwise, last night, two dozen more compliance checks found zero violations. Two of four men indicted by a Milwaukee federal grand jury for retaliating against someone they believe to be an informant are from Racine. Rashawn Bumpus and Jose Lascon, both 22 years old, along with two men in their 20s from Illinois, are all charged with conspiracy to obstruct justice by retaliating against a witness in a federal case. Lascon and Derek Harrison allegedly tried to kill that witness back in August. If convicted on all of the charges, they could each be facing up to 60 years in prison. And L.A. Chargers running back and former Kenosha High School football star Melvin Gordon, who of course went to Wisconsin, and his family, they're developing a rather ambitious plan trying to end homelessness in the Kenosha area. Gordon's family now in the process of starting up the First Step Housing and Family Services Association with a goal of $1 million. They want to develop housing for the homeless using converted shipping containers with the help of existing nonprofits and local governments. Gordon's uncle is Jerry Jones. He says it's not a new idea. Several cities are already doing this with homeless people and low-income families. The project's still in the discussion phase, but he notes it has a lot of working parts that still have to be taken care of.
In doing that, you gotta meet with the organizations that, the nonprofit organizations that have that goal in mind in helping the homeless. You got to also meet with the city elected officials, and and talk to them about what your goals are, what your plan is, because you got to have support from them. You got to, if the city doesn't support you, if the mayor doesn't support you, it's more of an uphill battle.
Meanwhile, First Step, the Shalom Center, and Katormson Recreation Center all teaming up for a big fundraiser early next year, the first annual Melvin Gordon's Beat My Score Bowl-a-thon for January 13th and 14th. Registration information available on the Katormson's website. State Department of Transportation's applied for a U.S. Department of Transportation Infrastructure for Rebuilding America grant to support the construction of the section of the Interstate's expansion project for the Foxconn development and other fast-growing employers in the region. The grant will leverage about $13 billion in private and public investment, making Foxconn the largest single economic development project in state history and the largest corporate attraction project as measured by jobs. The grant would also allow for completion of the project by the year 2021 instead of 2 years, make that 2032 versus 2021. A resolution that directs future planning for the redevelopment of the former Machinery Row project on Racine's Rood River area has been recommended for approval by the Common Council, Committee of the Whole, and the city's Redevelopment Authority. Staff presenting a comprehensive review of what has taken place thus far and what things have to do to go forward. Development Director Amy Conley says a lot of lessons have been learned, like the need for a specialist to take care of property acquisition, developers having an equity in the project itself, and creation of clear development milestones that have to be met. Despite years of industrial use, environmental attorney Bill Scott says the site is remarkably clean.
As is true of many facilities that manufactured goods way before man invented all the nasty chemicals, a lot of the stuff that happened at this site really wasn't that bad. As a result, the very general picture that you should take away is that pretty much the entire site, the top 5 feet of soil, has low-level contamination. It's metals, it's something called PAHs, and there are some small VOC locations.
City Administrator Jim Palahniuk, asked about the downside of leaving the site as is, said that they include the inability to move quickly should a developer come forward, and means that the site stays an eyesore and a blighted hole, in his words, in the downtown. Alderman Sandy Widener appreciating the information presented to the council.
If you look back at the Common Council meeting in December of 2014, when the city took it upon itself to partake in this endeavor, if we would have had the questions and the answers and the discussion and the back and forth that is so important into properly vetting whatever it is we do, we may not be in this predicament right now.
The proposed resolution, if it's adopted by the full council, would allow the city to keep the process moving for requiring land, tearing down buildings, seeking professional services to get ready for the redevelopment effort, plus environmental and marketing consulting services. Wisconsin Humane Society formally launching a capital fundraising campaign to build a new facility at 16th and 90th Streets in the village of Mount Pleasant to replace the building inherited from the Countryside Humane Society on Chicory Road. The organization's Angela Speed says the new building would double the amount of space to house the animals and take care of them. Once the campaign has reached at least 85% of the goal, then she says the new facility construction could begin. The public can get involved by calling WHS Campaign Director Heidi Boyd at 262-833-4010 or with an email to hboyd@wihumane.org. And it's a tradition for many, the We Energy's annual cookie book, going to be distributed starting tomorrow. Spokesperson Kathy Schultz says this year's cookie book featuring ingredients from Wisconsin.
From cranberries to cherries to cheese, We will not leave anyone disappointed. There are more than 30 recipes to choose from in this year's book.
The distribution begins tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the We Energy site in Summers on Highway KR west of Highway 32. Then Burlington Friday, 11 to 3 at 700 South Kane Street. But the big cookie book kickoff this Saturday by Miller Park at the Sausage House from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. The full distribution schedule is on the We Energy's website, we-energies.com. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. We don't have cookie books there, but we do have our newscasts in podcast form stored away. You can check them out anytime you want. Also, at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.